Okay, so now we're after Shavuos, and we finished talking mostly about Sfiras Omer and Shailos that come up on Shavuos. And we're going to move on to a very geshmaka figure, and very negeya, called Yisrael. So, just to have a foundation for this stuff, it's very important to keep in mind that there's not like a blanket Chol Yisrael. Some people think that you're either Chol Yisrael or you're not Chol Yisrael. Really, well, what's going on here is that there's three sifrim in Shulchan Aruch. Each is really a different sugya. One is Chol Yisrael, which is talking about milk, actual milk. Second sif is talking about gvina, cheese, or things that are like cheese. You know, things that the process is the same in order to achieve that. And the third one is butter. And really, what most of all the raid and the discussion is going to be about is about the two first sifrim, challah, the milk, and gvina, the cheese. So just in terms of laying a foundation before we get into the tshuvas and before we get into, you know, the different childs that come up, let's just get a foundation. And that's why we're going to jump around just a little bit. We're going to start actually with gvina, and then we'll go back to chalav, and then maybe we'll go back to gvina, and then once we get a foundation, we can jump around with whatever we want. Okay, so the first maramachim is daf chaf tes on the beis in avodah zarah. So you see this mishnah is pretty long, so we're not going to go through the whole mishnah, but we'll start from Amar Rav Yehuda. It's almost exactly in the middle of the Mishnah. There's two dots, and then it says Amar Rav Yehuda. Amar Rav Yehuda, Shaul Rav Yishmael, Rav Yehoshua, Keshahayu Mahalchem B'Derech. Rav Yehuda said that Rav Yishmael asked Rav Yehoshua when they were going on the road. Amar Lo, he said, Neima Asru Gvinas Eved Kachavet. Why did they ask her eating cheese from a goy? A goy manufactures cheese. Why is that Asr? Why can I not eat that cheese? He said, the reason why you cannot use that cheese is because they use the rennet from a nevela. So since they're making the cheese with the nevela, that's what makes the cheese, turns the milk into cheese. So that's why you cannot use Gayesha cheese. Okay. Now, the Mishnah goes on a little bit, and he asks questions on him, and then at the end, he diverts his attention to something else, and that's why the Gemara, in the next page, comes back to it. I thought this printed out a lot better. But, okay, so the next page.
You have the original?
No, I use it tomorrow, but I thought it came out better.
You want me to get you an original?
Yeah, you're gonna get a one better?
Yeah.
Yeah, here's what's better. Why did this come out so bad? This is good, let me see. You. This is what I want. This one right here. Does your second page have places? Have a complete tesis, or is it cut off? It's cut off?
Cut off.
Here, take this one. I just need a complete tesis, so I'll stop for a second. Okay, so the next page is basically the next daf, which is actually not the next daf, it's a few daf later, daf lamed hey amid aleph. Daf lamed hey amid aleph picks up on this conversation that they were having. And it goes to my gezirta. The first word on the line is my. My gezirta. What was the gzeira that they cannot have cheese from a goy? The reason what we are nervous about is we're afraid that a snake drank from this. Really, nikor means bite, but. It means that the snake ate, drank from this milk, and it became dangerous to eat, and therefore we cannot, you know, we have a halacha that you're not supposed to eat anything that's because of gilui, it's called. This is certain things that are also because of gilui, this man is it's not really the gea, but this man of the Gemara, this is a real shash that they had, that maybe a snake drank from anything
so
that was...
Like respect. water.
Like water, right. So this is the same idea.
Irrespective if it was Jewish owned or not.
Right, exactly, irrespective, 100%. So since Goyim don't watch against Nikor, against the you know, they don't watch their liquids as good as we do, so we're afraid that they put in some poison. So the Gemara says, so why don't you say it's because of Nikor? Why don't you just say that that's the reason? So Kidula, the Amr Ula says, listen to this, Ki Gazri Gazirta B'Mairava, when they made a Gzeira in the West, in Eretz Yisrael, Loi Megalu Taimah. They never said the reason Atresa Yarchi Shat until 12 months. They never gave the reason for 12 months. You know why? Because they don't want people to say, oh, that's the reason for Gzeira? Okay, don't worry, it's not the game.
Because there's a Kasuv, and then...
So therefore they just said, this is the Gzeira, finished. And then after everyone's doing it, then they would do Megala time a little later, but by that time I was in the practice already doing it. So that's why I didn't say it right away. But that's, so here's another reason why Gvina from a Goy is going to be also.
Right? The
Gzera
they made was not to have
Gvina
from a Goy.
Right, the Gzera right now is not to have Gvina. We're just talking about Gvina right now. So it says, Dilma Ike Inish. So it's because maybe there's going to be somebody who doesn't hold to the reason, because in his mind, he's not going to hold the reason, but Chachamim said, you know, made Xera. So therefore, that's what he's going to come to Mizalzim, and therefore that's why they did not say the reason. Megadah Barav Yirmiyah. So he says, Almayata, if that's the case, Yadesha Tishri, Yashin Tishri. So it should be Mutter if it becomes hardened or older. Meaning the same process that it's going to undergo when it gets older, it gets hard. If a nachash actually drank from this milk, it doesn't harden. That's the metzias of it. So it doesn't harden. So therefore, so he says, well, if that's the case, so as soon as the gavina becomes hard, or as soon as it becomes old, so then we see clearly that a nachash, and then you should be able to buy it from a goy. Because it does not let it become dry. Yashin mutter ema nichalisha. So Amar Chanina said a different reason. Lafi she'i ekshala b'loitzich tzuchei chalav. The reason why is because it's impossible to make gvina without a little bit of chalav in the cheese. Meaning that when somebody, we're afraid like this, we're afraid, just take a look at Rashi, so he'll say it better than that. Lafi she'i ekshala gvina b'loitzich tzuchei chalav. Bein guma shel gvina, in the holes of the cheese, nishir min ha'chalav. There's some pieces of, some drops of chalav in the holes in the cheese. The chalav shechol v'oev v'kechol v'ein Yisrael re'eyu, and since that milk came from a goy, who also, right, he milked his cows, that's where he got that milk from, and he made the cheese. And the yid did not see him, usser, we're going to see it soon. If the yid did not watch over that process, it's usser. Dilma arv be'chalav tameh. We're afraid that maybe he mixed in some chalav tameh. The chalav tameh ain't a aymed. Chalav tame from a pig or anything that chalav it's not from milk does not get hard. It doesn't become turn into cheese. So therefore, we're afraid when the ear of tame vitar, if he mixed in some tame milk with some tahar milk, ha tame nisher im nisiyuve de chalva. So now you go. This is what's happening. The guy's making cheese. This guy's making cheese. Now this guy is not doesn't care about mixing his pig milk and his cow milk. Right? What does he care? So he mixes everything together and then he decides. Oh wait a second. I want to make cheese now. Okay, but now that he made the cheese, so obviously, he can only make cheese out of kosher milk. So Zok Rashi, no, since we're afraid that maybe he mixed all his milk together, and then he just wanted to make cheese, there's still going to be a little bit of liquid from the milk that did not turn into cheese, but it's still hiding in the cheese somewhere, stuck in those holes, and that's trefa milk. So it's from a pig, or that's tummy. So therefore, that's the reason why you're not allowed to have cheese from a goat. That was Rav Chanina's reason. Ushmuel Leimer says another reason. The nation amidim leisav or kevas nevela. The reason is because they used the skin from the stomach of a nevela. So that's another reason. now, okay, do I have the next page here? Yes. So let me continue on to the next page, and there's some more reasons.
If you look at the next page, Rav Malkiah Mishmei Rav Adar Ava Amar, Mepnei Shemachalikim Paneha B'Shuman Chazer. Here's another reason where that they used to coat the cheese with shuman of a chazer, right? Fat from a chazer they would coat the cheese with. So that's another, because you have this, so you have this this shuman from a chazer. That's another reason. Rav Chisda Amar Meish Mamin Nase B'Chaimetz. Another reason is that. Now you're going to make it into cheese with chaimetz, and chaimetz is a problem of like yain nesach. Chaimetz. There's another reason, because you're gonna make it into cheese with this sraf arla, and arla is a problem. Okay, so here we have all these reasons why we don't want to eat gevinas akum. Okay, now let's take a look at Taisus now. Yeah, I know that Rabbi Rothenberg has a full copy of Taisus, but my other copies, for some reason, did not cut off Taisus. So the Taisus, you can look it together. Taisus is Chana Ketani. Taisus Lamed Ham and Aleph. Yeah, so go to the one page before that. Yeah, right there. So there's a Taisus that says Chana Ketani. And if you go a few lines into Taisus, I'm not going to see the whole Taisus, so I'm going to go a few lines into Vayimer Beinu Tam. It's about five lines down, or is it six lines down? Six lines down, one from when it starts. Vayimer Beinu Tam. So let's see if Bizman Hazeh, this is Negev Bizman Hazeh. Vayimer Beinu Tam. Ki Akshav Lo Matzinu Tam Pasha L'Issik Vinas Akum. Bizman Hazeh, there's no Pasha reason why there's an Isser for Vinas Akum. Why? You just gave about eight reasons why cheese is usher. The reason that's oiska halton, the reason is that we go with is because of nikar. Nikar is a problem of gilui. Like we said, having water revealed without being shimerit or any type of liquid, we're afraid a snake's going to eat from it. So he says, this reason, that's the reason of the isser. That's the real reason. Give a shuvan lady. Why? Why is that the reason? We just gave eight reasons. So he's going to explain to you why that's the reason we go. The kind one halacha Rabbi Shulam ben Levi. Because we said halacha like Rabbi Shulam ben Levi. And here, that was the reason Rabbi Shulam ben Levi gave. Rabbi Shulam ben Levi gave the reason of Nikar. Even though there are other reasons, but we pass it like Rabbi Shulam ben Levi. Afagav Rabbi Yechanan. Even for Rabbi Yechanan, Tzchaylik, we still go with Rabbi Shulam ben Levi. This is a klal and chas, and we pass it like Rabbi Shulam ben Levi. The Koshkin the Gabi Shmuel, for sure there's Machalikis him and Shmuel. Shmuel said it, and Shmuel, there's another person that said another Amir that said a reason here. So we don't listen to Shmuel's reason, we have Mishum and Levi's reason. Tab Shmuel Biyachan Alakab Yachan, Khain Pasik Yachan. The Allah is like Mishum and Levi when it's Machalikis him and Rabbi Yechanan. So for sure when it's Machalikis him and Shmuel, because when there's Machalikis Shmuel and Rabbi Yechanan, we pass like Rabbi Yechanan. So for sure when Mishum and Levi is arguing with Shmuel, we go with Shmuel and Levi. Okay, so that's the chayim pasuk rach, and also the rach of Rabbeinu Chananel also paskins that we go with nikor. That's the reason. The chayim b'seir tanoim v'meroyim pasuk alach k'mishuva levi, and they all say also the alach k'mishuva levi b'kol makor, in every makor. V'gam divibad rabba ino klum, and also about rabba that said a reason. That's also not a good reason, and whatever. That's not connected with k'mishuva levi's reason. And he explains, he got his whole question why that's which Rabbeinu Rabba we're talking about, and why we should still go with the Bishuvah later. The Lekel of Mechash Nami. So here, I'm just skipping on just like a little bit. The Lekel of Mechash Nami from Ir of Chol of Tame, Kedepishus Le'il, Shaloik appears Rashi, right? And what about Rashi's reason? Rashi said a very, very nice reason. That you're going to mix in the Chol of Tame. He says, and you don't have to worry about Rashi. Sharei ain ha'evik ha'chavim shaitin. They're not so stupid. La'arev by Chol of Tame. Why would they put in Chol of Tame if it's not going to turn into cheese? Yeah? So why would they be that? They would never be that stupid to have it put in Chol of Tame if it's not going to turn into cheese. Me'achash ain ha'evik. Elavadai zoktoisvis einatan elo mishum nikur. The only reason is because of the nikur. That's the reason we're going with. Va'anu b'zman hazeh shein nechashim b'tzuyim b'neinu. We don't have snakes that are flying or that are crawling around our neighborhoods. Ein lachosh mishum gilui. There's no reason to be chayshish for this reason. Now he brings us a very important point, which we're going to get to probably next week when we're talking more about Chalav Yisrael. Ve'ein loimar. Don't say that we have a problem. Here's the problem. The problem is like this. Maybe you slugged up all the reasons. All the reasons that we get are slugged up. But there's a cloud that anything that was aser b'minyan, anytime the Chum got together and they decide we're going to make a gzeira and we're going to aser it, even if they had all the reasons that are not in the Gev is manazeh, but it's something that's aser b'minyan can only be mutter with a minyan. That you have to have also the same amount of chachamim, the same stature, they have to be as chashim, and they have to be mater. So he says, so maybe you're going to say that bizman hazeh, we're not like the chachamim were in the times of the Gemara, in the times of the Mishnah, when they asked Gvina. So how can we, even though we slugged up all the reasons, how can we go ahead and say, oh, the reasons aren't again anymore, right? If we would do that, we'd get into a lot of trouble. So he says, no. Ve'ein la'imar davar shebeminyin hu tzarech minyan achal atira. Don't say this far that you cannot be mater anymore, Gvina sakum. Ki vadayhu kisha asru tchila like asru ela b'makim shanachashim etzuyim. Now I don't know how he knows this, but he says no because it's a davar pashit that the reason why they asked it was only because of the chashash and the chashim. They weren't making a gzeira, and then they gave reasons for the gzeira. They wanted to take care of Klal Yisrael, so they're saying, listen, God is in the chashim flying around. I'm getting nervous about letting you eat from cheese. We're not eating from cheese. But if there's no nechashim around. But this was not like a gzeira that they got together the chachamim and they said we're going to make a gzeira and this is going to last for the rest of Klal Yisrael. So that's Taisus. Okay, and that's basically how Taisus. That's basically Shitz of Rebbe Tam. Okay, so Rebbe Tam says that bizman hazeh there's absolutely no problem eating gevinas akum. Okay, now the next thing is the Rambam. That's the next page on the thing. Actually, it's two pages because you have to turn back. So the next in Hilchos Macholos Asuras Paragimel.
Just a question. So based on our Rebbeinu Tam, how does he know that we're saying Gvinas Akum, he doesn't ask it for that purpose, but how do you know that the Gvinas Akum was made in Kalim that were kosher? Today, fine, you have kosher certification agencies and they'll certify.
Okay, so there's a few ways to get out of it. I mean, number one is, first of all, it's cited, right? It's going to be cold. You make cheese, but cold.
And anything that's made, liquid that's over 24 hours.
Oh, so it's covered. So another thing is that anything that's after 24 hours, right, is ein minyan, number one.
Even the material itself?
Yes, the material itself. And so, first of all, like this. We say, and this is why we have a heter of pasach. This is really exciting, but even... But we say, let's say pas. Somebody wants, you know, guy that cooked pas. How can we go to Dunkin' Donuts and eat their, or let's forget about them. Like, I won't go to anybody, any guy, and buy their bread. Maybe they use that pot a minute before for chazer.
Right.
So the reason is like this. So we assume that all pots, this is a cloud, all pots, stam, kelim, ena, binyayim, are not binyayim. So we assume that all pots from guy are not binyayim. Okay, now even if you say that it is binyayim, here, the only problem maybe would be kavush. And even kavush, it takes 24 hours to be able to get
the absorption.
So after 24 hours, it's already in a binyan. This actually comes up in Taruvus. We're getting into a whole other sugya. But okay, so let's but yeah, but the point is that, fine, there's no problem. According to Taisus, there's no problem as man hazeh. Zok the Rambam. Hilchos Macholos Asuras Paragimel Halacha Yud Dalet. Let's see what he says. Gvina shemamidin aysoi ha'akum ba'asavim. Okay, there's the guy who are able to use these grasses. Oy b'mei peiris. Or they use mei peiris, he's going to shraf ha'te'enim. V'harehe nikar b'gvina. And it's nicker that that's what they used. They used asavim. Right? They didn't use any of these problems. There's no problems. Nikar, no, nothing. Hayru mixas ha'ga'ayinim shehi asura. Some of the ga'ayinim said it's asur. Why? Shekfar gazru al kol gevina salakum. They were geyser on all gevina from a goy. Bein shami du v'davar aser. Bein shami du v'davar hamoter. Doesn't matter what you made the gzer. He says because it's gzer, they're gonna if we let you use for if you let you use the cheese that they use for davar mutter, then you're gonna end up using also davar. But zok the Rambam says clearly that even if you know for sure that the guy only used heter things to be mined in the gvina, it's still aser. It's still aser. So you see, this is a direct conflict with the machlokes between Rabbeinu Tam and the Rambam. Okay, so how do we pass him? So, Zok the Shulchan Aruch, which is the next page. Let me just pull up this one because this is, by the way, in Siman Kuf Tes Vav. That's the Siman for Cholav Akum and Venus Akum. Zok the Mechaber. Gevinois ha'oidek ve'chabim asurim mebnei shemamidin oisam ba'or kevashki tasim. So you see, first of all, what do you see right away? Right away you see that he's not going with Rabbeinu Tam that says that the whole reason for making the Gzeira is Gilui. It's because of Mamina Simba or Kevas Nevela. Or Kevas Nevela was Shmuel, coincidentally. Which Tyson's had a whole Gishmaki reason why Shmuel Levi should be the Alacha Levi. But anyway, it's just a funny thing anyway, because if these are just Shashas, so it's not like a machlekes and din,
right.
You know. It's like okay, see that shash. It's not like a machlekes. So it's interesting. Why Tais would say, "Oh, the halachas like Rishu Malevi," when it's machlekes, not machlekes. They're both saying different shashes. Yeah. Anyway, but this is how the Mechaber is passing. Mechaber is saying
is the argument that which one, if it really is, it's not a shash. It actually happened. Which one is the bigger isser? Which one is the bigger?
According to Juvan Levy, if you would know that they're being mimed by Orkevas Nevela, it would also be awesome.
It would be awesome.
Yeah.
Is it a worse punishment? Is it a worse Avera?
I don't think they're not even thinking about it.
They're not rating the Averas. They're just saying, this is a chashash, and who do we hold like?
Yeah. It's very interesting. That's why it's interesting.
I can always say, yes, all of those reasons.
Exactly. So that's why. It's interesting places that he's saying that we pass like Juvan Levy. It's not like a machlok is in it. There's shash. You have to take care of all the shash.
They're all good points.
Right. So that's what seems in the Chabad. The Chabad is going that, no, we have to be worried about everything.
Right.
And he says, or at least he says with Shmuel's reason, Shemamina sevar kevashchitasim, shinavela, ba'afilu hemidu ba'asav v'masura. So even if they're mimed with asav, even if they're doing it with grass or some other type of chemicals, which is probably what they use bismarck as that. I'm not sure what they do, but if you're using for certain chemicals in order to make milk into cheese, but if it's only done by a goy, so then it's going to be awesome. And that's how the Mechaber passes. And
because you don't know what they're using.
It could be, right? He says, even if you know that it's mutter, it's awesome. And the Machlaikis comes down to that var. If it's something that's awesome b'minyan, did they make this thing a davar says asa b'minyan. According to Tosis, no, it's just chashas. So if you know for sure that they made this milk into cheese by using grass, by using flowers, or by using chemicals which are 100% mutter, if you know for sure, you know, just by testing or whatever, so then according to Tosis, there's no problem. But according to the Rambam, no. If there is if a goy makes this 100% a mutter away, it's going to be asr. And according to Shulchan Aruch passes like the Rambam. Because of this var. The var is, and this is very important coming to next week, that something that's asur b'minyan, even if you get out of all the reasons in the world, all the reasons you have that are asur are not applicable b'zman hazeh, you need another minyan, which is like the tanoim in the Mishnah, which you're not going to get, basically. So basically it's saying, once they made gzeira, it's done. It's over. It's asur. And that's how the Mechaber is passing by gvina, at least. And we'll see if this is negated by chalav asur. By Gvina, and this is why, by the way. I should have been mocked him like this also. There's two distinct categories here. Okay? There's something called Cholav Akum, Gvina's Akum. Then there's something called Gvina Stam, we'll call it. Gvina Stam or Cholav Stam. And then we'll talk about Cholav Yisrael and Gvina Yisrael. Okay? So the idea is like this. Gevinas Akum is 100% usser. If a yid is not there for this process, according to the Mechaber, it is completely usser. Now,
when you see, when you go to the store and you see cheese, and you see some that say OU without a Chol of Yisrael, and some say OU with Chol of Yisrael, the difference is not whether a Yid was there. A Yid has to be there by the cheese. A Yid has to be there. A Goyish, if Goyim make it, it's done. It's usur.
So like,
no matter what.
Fairly recently, Kraft string cheese got an OUD.
Right.
Certain
exactly. Okay. So, right. So
what is that?
So what that means that a Yid was there, and he was involved with the process. Okay? Chol of Yisrael cheese means that they not only was a Yid involved with the process, but they actually used Chol of Yisrael, which we'll see what this is, means more next week. But if there's, let's say there's a way to get out of needing Chol of Yisrael, exactly what Chol of Yisrael entails. Okay, let's say you can get out of having to use Chol of Yisrael. So use this next category called Chol of Stam. The way I'm separating three categories, I think it's good for you. There's Chol of Akum and Gevinas Akum. Then there's Chol of Stam and Gevinas Stam. And then there's Chol of Yisrael and Gevinas Yisrael.
So Kraft okay. String cheese is Gevinas Stam?
So right, exactly. So Kraft OUD cheese is cheese that a Yid was involved with the process using Chol of Stam. Okay? Because if a Yid wasn't involved with the process by Gvina, then there's nothing to do. It's completely awesome to eat. Even though if you know for sure it's 100% kosher, you're not allowed to eat it because the Goy made it. And that's because of we Paskin, that Dover Shema Minyan is going to be awesome. Okay? Right, but Chol of Yisrael, cheese is just that they actually use Chol of Yisrael. Okay, if you just take a look.
Tosfos is saying that Dover Shabbat Minyan isn't the factor here.
Right. So according to Tosfos, you'd be okay.
Chol of Akum and Venus Akum, or at least Venus Akum, let's say. Venus Akum would be mutter.
100%. As much as that, it would most probably be 100% mutter.
You would say you don't even need craft.
Exactly.
You could have regular.
Exactly. You can go ahead and buy. Yeah, so just take a look at Sifkat and Yotes. Sifkat and Yotes by Siv Beis, right? He says Sifkat and Yotes. Ba'afil ha'midil ba'asav ma'asur in the Shach. Sorry, in the Shach. You see that? Shekfar gozru ha'kol pinos ha'akum. Be'in ha'midu v'davar asa, be'in ha'midu v'davar mutter. Ha'rambam, ha'poiskim, ma'ayim ha'poiskim shekosfu oy time ma'chei mozad. They also say other reasons. Okay, but that's the Yisoy. They say the same exact thing, that that's the reason why the Mechaber is passing, that we passing, that the Dover Shabbat is also. Now, the Taz asks an interesting question here, which I just want to bring, even though it's really a side point, but I just wanted to bring your attention to it. The Taz asks a very simple question. What are you using to make cheese here? What's the chashash? The chashash is you're going to be using or kevas nevela. You're going to be using the skin of this nevela. Okay? And that's the problem of, it's a new problem of Gvinas Akum. In fact, the Taz, I've got a much better problem. It's called Bas V'Cholov.
That Tosfos didn't address.
That doesn't address that question at all, no.
And this is how they made cheese. It was always in a skin, wasn't it?
Yeah, or
they didn't make it in a barrel, did they?
Oh, I mean, it could be they used it, but they used the that skin from the cave, from the stomach of an
available. Right.
So I don't know exactly how they made this process, but I'm assuming it was in barrels or something. But so fact of Taz, Basa Mechala, forget about Gmina Sakam. We don't forget about the Gmina Sakam. We got this whole schmooze, Dabar Shabbat. Basa Mechala
doesn't apply by Nevela, I thought. I thought it's an Isser of Nevela, but it's not a Basa Mechala issue.
That's an interesting point, and we actually spoke about that a few shiur ago.
If a person eats if a person has a bacon actually, cheese sandwich, they're only committing the Isurim related to the bacon. They're not doing the chalvus.
So it's very not so pashut. It's there's a difference between treif and nevela.
Oh.
So that you're just gonna have to listen to one of our past year or get us on the next cycle when we're coming back to that. But
come out with smicha in the end of this.
It's a shame. Okay. So but that's the Taz's question. And he says, look what he says just in the first line. Av mishum bas v'chol v'nisud ha'raisa, did sinin hu. It's sinin. It's cold. There's no problem with the raisa. Bas v'chol, like we said, remember a few weeks ago, we said bas v'chol is only also the raisa if you cook it. It has to be cooked. But if it's just cold, if you take a piece of cold cheese and put
it's
a piece of cold hamburger and eat it together, you're not also anything the raisa.
That's not how people eat it.
Mm-hmm.
So it's not food, right?
But it's still Durabanan.
Oh, so he says I is Durabanan. He says Avagad the Kamaimid, even though it be mine anus or El Madrabanan. He says only is Durabanan.
Still
right. Yeah,
but
that's the kasha.
There's still, yeah.
You can't walk away with it.
Mm-hmm.
They read it. How bad is it? Oh, it's only okay. It's not really the icing. Okay, fine. But, yeah. It does come into play when you shock the conflict. You sit or, when you have a choice of yisurim, then, right?
Just because it's a Shabbos, you don't have any other malam malam.
Right.
You've got to fulfill malam malam.
So one taras that they give here is because it's not going to, even though it's being the orkev's veil is they're using that to be mined to turn the milk into cheese, but then it's not a terubis. You just remove the orkev's veil afterwards.
There's no,
so it's not mixed.
So
against, it's
using,
not becoming mixed. It's not becoming mixed
as a
together.
Catalyst, but not as a
yeah.
not as a
yeah.
core element.
He says even though I'm, so therefore even though I'm, okay, but this is a tazer, it gets involved in other things and we don't have really time to. Interesting. Okay, right, so we'll stop there. And Mr. Shem, tomorrow, next week, we'll
that's
get more into Cholavak.